Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Podcast. Thanks for downloading us. 50,000 of you, we hope, we can't be wrong. And that's why we have a program that not only gives you the latest medical news and great guests, but we tell you what you need to do so that you can live at the top of your curve. It's not just the medical news or wonderful guests that are entertaining. It is information that you can use to stay at the top of your curve. And that's why David Lyons is here today. He's the founder of the MS Fitness Challenge. You can go to msfitnesschallenge.com to find out more information. And he's the author of Everyday Health and Fitness with Multiple Sclerosis, published by Fairwinds Press. You can see it on Amazon. He was a healthy bodybuilder and gym owner when he was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 2006 at the age of 47. But instead of doing what his doctor said, which would be get a wheelchair and learn to live with it, he, in fact, fought it. He battled the disease in the gym and challenged himself by competing in bodybuilding competitions. David and his wife founded the MS Fitness Challenge, which provides certified fitness professionals to people with MS nationwide. So he trains and certifies fitness professionals, as well as does teach and work with patients with MS. David, thank you very much for coming on.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Now, tell us, you train fitness professionals. What's different about working with patients with MS versus the normal person in the gym?
Well, the one thing that people don't really understand about multiple sclerosis is that it's kind of a silent disease. When you look at someone that has MS, unless they're in a wheelchair or using a walker, you don't really understand the symptoms that they have. So to make it simple, someone with MS has damage to the nervous system, and that damage creates symptoms like very big fatigue, a lot of pain, numbness, uncoordinated movements. You know, some of us have vision issues and cognitive issues, and it goes on because the nerves are controlling pretty much everything in your body. So I'll give this to you in kind of an easy way to picture it. Look at your muscles as a puppet on a string. And that puppet, which is your muscle, cannot move without the strings, which are your nerves that guide it. The hand that's controlling the puppet is the central nervous system, or your brain and your spinal cord. So in MS, the damage to the nerve fibers in the central nervous system impairs that signaling that occurs between the nerves and the muscle. So in other words, the strings of the puppet aren't working well enough to properly move that puppet. And as a result, you have muscle weakness, spasticity, a loss of coordination, and some of the other symptoms that I explained. So working with someone with multiple sclerosis has a tremendous amount of challenges because you've got to get around all of those symptoms, and you have to be able to have them move enough and be able to exercise enough to get benefits out of what you're telling them to do and training them to do.
Now, is the training, is this essentially a retraining of nerves and brain to be able to function so that you're actually getting nerves that aren't normally involved in the process to learn to do the same functions? Or is it regaining those nerves, the original nerves?
You can't really regain the nerves. So, you know, until there's a cure for MS, we're not remyelinizing the nerves itself. What we're doing is we're training the body and the mind to work together. So actually the muscles are bypassing the damage that's in the nerves. You're getting the connection to what you're thinking to the muscle to be able to do what it needs you to do. So when you're teaching someone how to exercise with MS, you're almost teaching them to bypass the nervous system that's messing up their body.
And let's go and talk about what's different about training them. In other words, when I look in the book, the exercises, and it's beautifully illustrated. People should know this is a beautifully illustrated book on the exercises to do. when I look at it, they look relatively standard. So, for example, the triceps push down or the dumbbell fly looks just like one might see a triceps push down or a dumbbell fly in other fitness books. What's different about these?
Well, the difference is not the actual exercise. The difference is how you administer the exercise and how the person does the exercise. So, for instance, if you're doing a tricep press down and you're a healthy person, you're not thinking about it. It's just easily done. But when you're with and working with someone with MS, they've got to put an extra effort into being able to connect the thought of doing that movement. So it's not so much the movement, it's more of how that movement is administered. You know, and there are movements and exercises in the book that are specific for MS that will help people with MS bypass some of the problems and strengthen muscles a little bit differently than just the simple tricep press down. There are certain exercises that you do in combination. You know, all of these things are explained pretty much in the book. But the book, by the way, is a very, very intense and very specific program for a gym workout. There are other things that we do with people, whether it's online or even in person, where they're working at home and they're using resistance bands and different types of exercise apparatus that they're not going to be doing in a gym, because there's a lot of people with MS that just don't feel comfortable in the gym, that are not able to get into the gym. So we have a lot of different programs. It's not just a gym workout. The book is one avenue of being able to work out with MS, but there's so many others that we're doing.
More with Dr. Michael Roizen coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and vegetarians get lower rates on their life insurance. Yes, I'm not kidding. This is really cool. Health IQ can save you up to 33% because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Now, you have to qualify by taking a Health IQ quiz or other lifestyle quizzes like the Cycling IQ or Running IQ quiz. And you can also get additional savings by submitting actual data such as race results from a 5K that you've run. And Health IQ doesn't just take this info and pass it on to an insurer. They are with you every step of the way, from interest to application through underwriting to the final policy enforcement. It's pretty cool. Now, by being healthy, you not only live a better life, but now you can also pay less for your life insurance. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/ownersmanual or mention the promo code ownersmanual when you talk to a Health IQ agent. Once again, check it out at healthiq.com/ownersmanual. Now back to Dr. Michael Roizen.
And again, the site you can find out more information is at msfitnesschallenge.com. And in the book, the other point I wanted to bring out, because it is different in this book than others, is what you would do if you were in a wheelchair and trying to do some of these exercises. So that is a what I consider a major difference. Now, you also talk about limiting or living a anti-inflammatory lifestyle. I assume that's because we consider MS an autoimmune inflammatory disease.
Yeah, correct. One of the most important things that anyone with MS, and to be honest with you, any chronic condition, is to keep inflammation in the body down. And there's so many things that we're eating and doing that are inflaming our nervous system and keeping inflammation in the system, that you have to specifically be on an anti-inflammatory type of nutritional program. You know, some of them that are really great are the Walls diet or the Walls protocol that Dr. Terry Walls, who has MS, developed. And it's a very similar to a kind of a paleo diet. So you're eliminating a lot of the sugar products, you're eliminating carbohydrates that have no nutrients in it, and you're sticking with foods that are known to keep inflammation down and not to, to cause inflammation. You know, there was also things in supplements that you could take, and you know, we won't go into all of that right now because, you know, I'll keep you on this interview for about 4 hours. But, you know, there are companies that, that have anti-inflammatory supplements and things that are working to help keep pain and inflammation out of people's bodies that have MS.
And so one of the things in here you go into is meal planning, and you have a sample 3-day diet, which is really more than that, as well as talk about healthy eating on a budget. Talk to me about healthy eating on a budget. What do you advocate?
Well, when you look at how much money people spend on drinking soda and going to fast food drive-thrus and things like that, it really adds up. And a lot of the junk food that people are spending on is just a waste of money and also very detrimental. So if you take that money and you put it into eating things like spinach and broccoli and salmon, and you stick with coconut oils and oils that are great for you, that are anti-inflammatory, you're really not spending any more money, and some of it actually will be less. You know, unfortunately, a lot of the organic foods and the things that are healthy for us, they put a premium on the price, so it makes it restricting to go and eat so much of all of these organic type of products. But you can take the money that you're spending on the junk that you're eating, put it into eating healthy, and it does not really cost you a tremendous amount of money to eat healthy. It's just a matter of the mindset and being able to focus on, I don't need to go and eat that ice cream, or I don't need to eat that slice of pizza. I could eat a grilled piece of chicken and have some really great salad with it. You know, it's all the way you look at things and where your mind is that makes a difference in whether you believe it's affordable or not.
Now, David, one of the other things that is interesting with MS is you probably see patients who present with, if you will, in wheelchairs or with some disability, some sizable disability already. How much can they expect to get back when they go onto one of these programs and work with one of your trainers? Is it just a slowing of progression, or can they actually recover some of it by doing this work?
Well, let me tell you why I know they can recover and why I know that exercise will work with people in wheelchairs. A lot of people that are in wheelchairs that have multiple sclerosis really should not be in a wheelchair. What happens to them is they become so weakened by not exercising that the wheelchair becomes their crutch, or even their walker becomes their crutch in being able to move, and it makes life easier for them. Because it's always easier to go down the easy road than it is to go down the harder road. But I'll tell you a little story about someone, and this will prove my point about a wheelchair. I had a woman that came into my facility 2 years ago, and she was in a wheelchair. Her name was Michelle. She used to be a ballerina, a professional dancer. And she said to me, I really want to exercise, but I don't think that I'm going to be able to be out of a wheelchair. And I said to her, Michelle, not only will I have you out of a wheelchair, but I guarantee you I will have you dancing at some point in your life. And she looked at me and said, you know, you're crazy, but I'll give it a try. We worked with her, and today she is dancing again with her father. She does not use a wheelchair. She does not use a walker, and she does not use a cane. Why? Because we strengthened her legs, we got her coordinated so that she could move again, we were able to get her mentally, you know, set with that right positive mindset that she could accomplish something. And when the mind tells you what to do, the body will follow. So it can work with people with wheelchairs. Now, I'm not saying if there's irreparable damage, we're going to be, you know, creating a miracle and, you know, we have the cure for MS. There is no cure for MS. But a lot of the people that are in wheelchairs can get better to the point where they're out of the wheelchairs, or at least able to move and maneuver themselves a lot better. I'm working with a woman right now, remotely, actually, and she is in a wheelchair, and within a few weeks of doing some of the movements for her legs and her feet, she was able to stand up again. So is she running around outside of the wheelchair today? No. But months down the road, I guarantee you she will not be using that wheelchair, and she'll maybe either be using a walker or using nothing.
Now, you certify fitness trainers for patients with MS. Is that right?
Well, what we're doing right now is we have a course with the NFPT, which is the National Federation of Professional Trainers, which is called the MS Fitness Essentials Course. And that course is basically the groundwork for trainers to be able to understand how to work with people with multiple sclerosis. We're now in development of a full certification course with the NFPT that's really going to be in-depth, working with neurologists and myself to help trainers really understand how to develop programs for people with multiple sclerosis. But I've been working with trainers all over the world. We have trainers in Australia, in the United Kingdom, and here, of course, in the United States, that have worked with me and that understand what to do and how to do it. But I'm going to tell you this, it's not an overnight situation. Working with someone with multiple sclerosis takes time and effort and a lot of experience. So I don't recommend someone to read a book and then jump out and say they're an MS trainer. There's a lot of steps that need to be taken.
We've been talking with David Lyons, author of the book Everyday Health and Fitness with Multiple Sclerosis. The website is msfitnesschallenge.com. David, thank you very much for taking the time and effort to both write this book and work with patients with MS. And thank you for being on the program. Look forward to hearing more about this. msfitnesschallenge.com. Thanks very much for downloading us, the listeners. You listeners are the key reason we do this and we work so hard at it. Thanks very much. You, the Owner's Manual Fitness and Podcast and Radio Podcast, is available. A new one every week, every Tuesday. Remember to download us and rate us and tell your friends about us, whether you like us or not. Thanks very much. And thank you, David and Ben, for great engineering.